Welcome back. Mornings turns its attention to animals now. We all love our pets. I hate the cliched phrase, man's best friend, but, you know, dogs are a special part in our lives, and it'd be nice if they behaved well.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it?
You know. Around here, we're always looking for a new angle on a way to get our dogs more obedient, so we are so pleased to introduce you to Neil Satin. He is a natural dog trainer and has new DVDs out. Just in case you can't get him to come to your house, you can watch the DVD called Natural Dog Training. Neil, thanks so much for coming into our studio.
Sure thing. Thanks for having me.
Well, so what is natural dog training?
Natural dog training is a way of training your dog that's based on your dog's emotional awareness of the world. So while most mainstream dog training techniques focus on your dog's thought process, teaching them what's right and what's wrong, what I focus on using natural dog training is what's a dog's emotional experience in the moment and how are they responding in the moment. And basically teaching a dog that no matter how energized they get, they can be attracted to me and resolve whatever it is the world is making them feel by interacting with me.
It's all about predator and prey, right?
I mean, exactly.
The dog sees you either as a predator or as prey, and you want the dog to see you more as prey, and so you've got to mimic those actions.
Wait a second. We want to be prey?
Well, you want the dog to
right.
chase after you. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the idea is that nature has designed dogs such that as a dog gets energized, they automatically look for a prey object to chase, and I mean, if a dog were in the wild, maybe they might actually kill that thing. And conversely, the more energized a dog gets, the more they're repelled by things that they perceive to be predators. So if you think about the way a human naturally is in a dog's life, we're these big, tall creatures, and we have big hands, big eyes, so we're towering over our dogs, asking them to do things. We're a lot like predators when it comes to our dogs. So if you can become more prey-like, and I like to tell people to be the moose, then as your dog gets more energized, they'll actually be more attracted to you. And in those energized moments, like when guests come over or you accidentally throw a ball into the street or you're out walking in the woods and a deer crosses your path, your dog feels that rush of energy, but instead of feeling like they have to resolve it with that thing, they can resolve it with you. And also, a lot of obedience behaviors are actually hunting behaviors. So if you think about a dog hunting, running right up alongside a moose to, you know, to flank it and try and herd the moose, well, that's actually a lot like healing. So if you can be moose-like, your dog is naturally in a state where they will heal right alongside you or hit the dirt and be completely focused on whatever you're asking them to do.
A dog trying to hurt a moose is a pretty stupid dog as far as I'm concerned.
Well, hopefully they'd have a few friends along or
something.
Just
like
I think he wants to kill the moose and eat it. But you use like a big field with long leashes.
Mm-hmm.
How does this work?
Well, I like to use as much outdoor space as possible, and no matter what, I work with dogs outdoors because the indoor environment is pretty intense for a dog. So in as much as you can develop that contrast with your dog of inside is where everything's quiet, everything's relaxed, you just focus on massaging your dog, and outside is where you're actually working, playing, training, then your dog not only learns the distinction between the two, but they're not storing up extra stress, which they might actually feel if they're working intensely in an indoor environment. So outside, I like to use a really long leash on a dog. Even in a backyard, it's good because you can focus on just working with your dog, but if your dog decides to take off or to not pay attention to you, then you have 50 feet of time to grab a leash and just reel your dog back in or keep them from running off after the neighborhood cat.
That makes so much sense. Now, you call something the push technique or pushing?
Right.
Is this where you start? Is this the first technique to teach the dog?
Right. Pushing is is one of the core techniques. I also use tug of war, which I do in a very different way than you're taught to play tug of war. But the pushing technique uses food and basically teaches an animal that teaches your dog that they can take food from you while you provide resistance. And if the video is what's on the TV yeah. right now, they can see that I'm working with a very nervous golden retriever. And basically, I'm getting her to take food from my hand while I'm pushing just ever so slightly against her chest and her neck. And over time, that push becomes really, really strong. And what you're teaching your dog is the more energy that they're experiencing in the moment, they're safe giving you that energy. And the reason I use food is because it's really connected to something primal within your dog, where they get the food into their mouth and in their belly, and it really satisfies them on a core level. So as you push, your dog actually has to expend more and more energy to get to the food. And you'll see with a nervous dog, you can barely even touch your dog before they'll pull away from you. So I try to work very, very gradually with a dog to get to them, to get them to the point where they'll really push against you and give you that energy. And you're teaching them that this that they're safe pushing into you, giving you all of that energy that they might have otherwise given something else in the environment.
Yeah. And you're moving backwards because, again, you want to be prey-like, and so
exactly.
you kind of yield to the dog.
Exactly. Yep.
In fact,
one simple thing that people can learn is when you want your dog to come to you, it's much easier if you run away from your dog and maybe get low to the ground and act like a deer or a bunny or something like that than to run after your dog hollering their name and hoping that they'll respond to you.
This is a common sense thing, but I didn't think about it. You said the night before you do this training with the food, don't feed your dog. So he'll be that much, or she'll be that much hungrier, you know, and really used to see that food as a lure.
Right. The idea is that a dog needs some sort of incentive to overcome their fear or their stress in the moment. So at least when I start working with a dog, if they're hungry, then their hunger helps them reach their desire and helps them overcome their fear. But as over time, a dog gets so into the game of pushing or whatever it is that we're doing that you don't need to do that. But one thing I try to do consistently, at least at the beginning, is to use a dog's meal time as their training time. Since I use food, I actually just feed them their meal over the course of training. So it's a way to sort of do double duty. You get to feed your dog, but at the same time, you're reinforcing important lessons
so
for your
dog. So you're just feeding little pieces of kibble. You're not giving treats.
Exactly. Yeah, okay. I'll feed kibble. When I start out, I'll soak the kibble in warm or hot water, maybe mix in some hot dog or bacon grease or something like that to make it really, really tasty while we establish that, you know, what's going on. But once the dog gets it, and especially once they get more into the game than into the food, then you can just use their regular old kibble without any preparation.
Now, at the end of your two DVDs, if you watch it, will your dog do simple commands? I mean, most people want our dog to stay when we say stay, and come when we say come, you know, sit, you know, do all those simple things. Mm-hmm. Will that achieve that with the
Absolutely. Absolutely. There are two in there. The first one focuses on some of the fundamental techniques, the pushing that we've been just talking about, how to play tug of war, and how to be more prey-like in your dog's eyes. And then the second DVD is all focused on using those techniques to elicit obedience behavior. So like I mentioned earlier, because obedience behaviors are all hunting behaviors, by getting your dog into prey drive, it's actually a lot easier to get them to do come, sit, down, stay, all of those things. And so the second DVD takes you step by step through that entire process. So you start with just simple sit, down, stay. By the end of it, you could throw a ball for your dog and have them stop 2 feet before the ball and come right back
to you.
Not my dog.
No chance.
You're really good.
Well, tell us about the tug of war. Why is it different?
The difference with tug of war is that most people tell you either not to play tug of war because it will make your dog aggressive, or if you play tug of war, that you should always win. And I mean, if you think about it, if you played tug of war with someone and they always won, how interested would you be in playing tug of war?
I would never play again.
Exactly. So the idea is you play tug of war with your dog and you always let your dog win.
Ah.
And that, again, teaches them that they're safe with you at higher and higher levels of energy. If you think about it, as you're playing tug of war, you're building up the energy that your dog is feeling right close to you. And then when you let them win, they get the satisfaction, that release in their body that feels really, really good. And they start to associate that feeling with you. High energy, feels great, my owner. So I also tell people to use two tug toys that are identical. So you never have to fight with your dog over the one they have. You let them win, you let them run around and have fun with it. And then you pull out the second toy and you tempt them with the second toy. And they'll usually drop the first one and come after the second toy. And you can keep that game going back and forth for quite a while. until ultimately you just pull out, you know, some kibble and trade them for the last tug toy and head back inside.
Great. 18 minutes of the hour, we're talking with a dog trainer, Neil Satin. Can anybody do this? I mean, if they follow your DVDs, can anybody train a dog reasonably well?
Absolutely, absolutely. I tried to make it very simple, and I took the instructions step by step. So, you know, as long as you're willing to watch, and definitely anyone could do
it. We have a lot of truck drivers that listen on Sirius 161, and we know that some of them take their dogs with them in the cab. Mm-hmm. They might not have these big fields to play with. And some people may be living in apartments with their dogs. Are there things you can do in confined spaces?
Sure. Well, still I would recommend that they find some sort of outdoor space. I mean, if you think about it, a dog, they were born to be outside. So if they can find a park, or even if you're in a truck, rest areas can be great places to work with your dog, especially if you have a long lead so you don't have to worry about your dog running off. But those are great places. As long as you have a little bit of green space and a little bit of a breeze flowing, you know, a little touch of nature for your dog, then that will work just fine.
In the time we have left, this was personal to you. You had a dog that needed some training.
My dog was very aggressive toward other dogs, and I found Kevin Behan, who created natural dog training, and it completely transformed my dog and made her not aggressive. And after that was when I apprenticed with him and realized that it was something I wanted to bring to a larger audience.
Did it take to bring that dog around?
It took her about probably 6 weeks of really consistent training twice a day for at least half an hour to an hour and working with other dogs. To get her to the point where she went from being 90% aggressive to maybe 10% aggressive.
Wow.
Tragically, a lot of people aren't willing to devote that much time. So
it does take time.
Always looking for the shortcut, and that with dog training, it probably really isn't one.
Neil, thanks so much for being with us, and thanks for creating the Natural Dog Training DVDs. You can get those DVDs and those 50-foot leashes he's talking about at his website, naturaldogblog.com.
Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Take care of your pets.